While thousands of filmmakers, celebrities and film fans flocked the red carpet at the 64th Berlin International Film Festival last week in high spirits, Roma actor Nazif Mujic had less to celebrate. Mujic, who hails from a small village in Bosnia, won the Silver Bear or Best Actor award at last year's Berlinale. Now, almost a year later, the actor is living in Germany as an asylum seeker, and his daily life is a long way from the glitz and the glamour of last year. Reporter Melanie Sevchenko spoke with Mujic earlier this week. She sends this report from Berlin.
Vjeruj mi da mi je, nije mi prvi put, mislim, da mi je već drugi put na film festivalu u Berlinu.
The emotions are the same like they were the first time when I was visiting Berlin for the festival. I feel honored for being able to contribute to this festival and to represent Bosnia to such a huge audience that is beyond Bosnian borders. Last year, the experience was like the most beautiful poem that has ever been written. It was beyond my words to describe my experience.
Baš i bosanska vlada da gledaju čitav Berlin, čitav Evropa.
Nazif Mujic is speaking about his return to the Berlinale Film Festival this month. It's been a long, tumultuous road since he was honored at last year's festival with the Best Actor Award for his role in An Episode in the Life of an Iron Picker. The film, by Bosnian director and Academy Award winner Danis Tanović, is based on Nazif's real-life struggle to save his wife's life after a miscarriage.
Danis Tanović came to me and shared my vision on making the movie about what happened to my wife, Sinada. She was carrying our dead baby in her body for 16 days. We tried to get her surgery, but the hospital in Tuzla would not save my wife's life unless I paid 980 marks, around 500 euros, which I didn't have. She got blood poisoning because she was bleeding for so long after having a miscarriage and her life was endangered. And they still refused to help us.
In desperation, Nazif returned to his in-laws for help. In the Republic of Srpska, they faked a healthcare card to see a doctor. After performing an ultrasound, the doctor immediately requested surgery for his wife. The film was a sweeping success at the Berlinale, and Nazif returned home to Bosnia a star. There was even a plaque at the entrance of his village, Lukovac, proclaiming it was the home of Bosnia's best actor. But the glory soon faded, and the sign has since disappeared.
We got famous for about a month, and then everyone forgot about us.
With the help of the governor, Nazif got a job in tourism at the Salt Lakes in Tuzla. The work was under the table, low-paying, and with no benefits for him or his family. A month later, they returned to his hometown of Lukovac, where he worked for a garbage disposal company, but wrecked his back only a few months into the job.
I needed spine surgery, but I wasn't insured there either. And because of the press and all the conflict that happened in Lukovac, and because of what happened to my wife, we left Lukovac and Bosnia.
Last November, they returned to Berlin and applied for asylum.
We came here to Berlin because it's very important for us to tell the story of what Bosnia and Herzegovina did to me and my wife, Sinada. Our lives were ruined. We didn't have any security, friends, or support in Bosnia.
Nazif, his wife, and three children are staying at a refugee center near Spandau, to the west of Berlin. He claims he's never received a cent for his work on Danis Tanović's film. Tanović has yet to comment on Nazif's situation.
We are asking Berlin, we're pleading to give us a chance to live a normal life. We don't need a lot of money. We just need a chance to live a life and be able to work and have a job and not struggle and fight for survival every day.
Seven days after Nazif and his family applied for asylum, they were rejected by the German authorities and are now fighting their deportation.
The government of Berlin didn't know who we are or what happened to us. I didn't know what to do or where to go. I contacted the media and television here, and they helped me find a lawyer and get my story out there. I was invited to the red carpet for 5 days as a guest of honor. I want the whole of Berlin to know that I'm here, and I will keep talking to the media about my situation. My wish is to remain working as an actor on movies or TV. I want to prove that my family still has a strong will for life.
But where that life will be still remains to be seen. Nazif's family will have to leave Germany by February 27th.
I sincerely hope that we will be able to stay here. And if not, there will be another country. We will never go back to Bosnia. Never.